back to your calls on our top story for the second day in a row now. The secret back channel that there was between the former Sinn Féin MLA, Dathi Mackay, and the loyalist Jimmy Bryson. Martin in Belfast. Morning, Martin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm actually phoning up to speak to you, Stephen, that I think you're a disgrace as an investigative journalist. That everything that's in the public is in the public about this here, what's happening with Dathi Mackay. Now, everything that you've said this morning is, what if somebody else is doing this? What if somebody else is doing that? Doesn't work like that. What if you could put?
What's your problem with that? I don't understand what your problem is.
I'll tell you what my problem is. Where's it? You're trying to bring the whole of Sinn Féin into it. Martin McGuinness has made a statement saying that he's satisfied that Sinn Féin aren't involved in it.
You wouldn't have known if this happened.
When even this morning. And it's in the past, when anybody speaks to you, and the NAMA thing is brought into it, you cut them off, we've no evidence. Now, what have I said to you? What if?
Well, you're not going to go into it. I'm not going to allow you to go into what ifs about NAMA, because there is a criminal investigation into that issue, Martin. You know, here's what you need to all understand, all right? And and I want to give you room today, so please just work with me in terms of we'll speak to each other rather than shouting.
I thought this was the people's show.
It is.
You do more talking than anybody else. You interrupted Chris Danley 3 times before he even opened his mouth.
The what ifs that I'm asking this morning, and then I'll let you come back to me, Martin,
right.
Okay? The what ifs are this. There is a plasterer from Port Glenoan. Who had a detailed knowledge of how a finance committee works and would work in the future, okay? And that liaison was with a loyalist, Jimmy Bryson. We know that.
And what's your point?
My point is this:
a plasterer should, because he's a plasterer, he should know things.
I'm suggesting that there wouldn't be a significant number of plasterers who would have that detailed.
You're going to dig yourself in the hole here.
I'm not digging myself in the hole at all. Well, Harman, dig myself in the hole. Let me tell you what I'm saying, then you tell me whether I'm in a hole or not.
You listen to me.
Yes.
This is the people's show. You listen to me.
Okay.
What I'm saying to you, instead of you telling everybody else, I'm suggesting this. You're suggesting that a plasterer is just a plasterer and is that stupid and wouldn't know anything.
Your word's like, not mine.
Is it rocket science? My son's all employed, but he knows everything about the universe because he reads books.
Okay.
He reads everything else.
Right. So first of all...
what does that mean?
So first of all...
I'm a taxi man. I'm able to pull you up on the crap that you talk.
So first of all, don't put words in my mouth. I never suggested that a plasterer or anybody like them would be stupid.
Well,
I am asking...
bringing it up that he's a plasterer? Well, what does it matter if he's a plasterer?
Let me tell you then. I think it is an absolute relevant point to make that there would not be too many plasterers who have the knowledge of how a finance committee works. I don't think there would be too many journalists, if you want me to make that point, that would have the detailed knowledge of how that finance committee worked. I don't think there would be too many dentists, teachers, lawyers who would know how that finance committee works. So it is a relevant question for me to say, was it really a plasterer from Port Glenoan who was communicating with Jimmy Bryson? It's a relevant question. And I'm asking Sinn Féin.
There you go again.
Let me say it.
There you go again. You've been asking Sinn Féin all morning. Well, Sinn Féin, I hope, don't come on your show. I hope they boycott your show. Why should they speak to you?
I am asking...
You answer me this question. Is it possible that a plasterer from Port Glenoan would know the workings of a committee? Do you think that's possible?
Say again, sorry?
Do you think that it is possible that a plasterer from Port Glenoan or anywhere else would know the workings of a committee?
Of course it's possible.
Well, why are you making it out that why would a plasterer know? So it's possible.
Because not many would.
Right, and tell me this here, if we're talking about what if, Because you can put what if to anything.
Well, we're not putting what if to anything.
If, tell me this
we're
here.
Not putting what if to anything. So if you go into territory about anything other than this story, you're not going to be kept on air.
You're not speaking on facts. And that old boy Close, who was on, he's saying, what about the public? Do the public... But it's not about what the public believe. It's what is proven to the public.
Of course,
why would you tell Emmons and try and get them to believe?
Of course, it's about what the public believes. That's what
it's not about. No, when things like this, here you go. Well, sure, the public believe that innocent civilians were slaughtered in the Ballymurphy massacre. The public believe that. What happens? Do you do shows on it?
Yes,
you don't
we do.
Do shows at all on it.
Yes, we do.
You've
it's
had
nonsense.
2 days of trying to catch your Sinn Féin. There's been spotlight programmes about Sinn Féin and everything else, and you have them on, and you'd hunt it down.
Well, I don't control spotlight.
There's spotlight programmes about collusion and proof of collusion. You have not put them on your show.
That's not true.
No, it's not untrue. What about the gun that was found in the museum? Did you do that was used on the Armour Road? Did you do a show on that? No, you didn't.
I can't remember off the top
of
my head.
No, I know, but you would remember if you did do it, because you didn't do it. But it's a Sinn Féin thing that you now are in your second day. They have suspended, and a guy has resigned. Yeah. And you're on about what if,
because Martin,
what if, what if.
Because,
what if Peter Robinson...
Because Martin, stop. I warned you.
There you go again.
Yes, and I will go again. Now, let's calm this down. All right? Let me just say this to you. Right.
You see, I'll tell you why it's not calmed down.
Can I say this to you?
My blood's boiling, listen to you.
I hear that, and I hear your blood's boiling, okay? I hear that. And I'm doing my best to give you a platform to speak, all right? Here's the reality of the situation, Martin. First of all, and I can say this without any fear whatsoever, there is not a political party in this country that doesn't think that the Nolan Show attempts to hold them to account. For you to suggest that we only look at what's happening within Sinn Féin, you ask the DUP if they think ask questions of the DUP.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
That's all you do.
Okay, right.
I
well, that's
when something comes up to do with Sinn Féin, or it's like I'm going to give you the perfect example. I don't know how many shows you've done, one after another, your TV show and all. When Jerry Adams was arrested about questioning about Jean McConville, you went overboard. You were on the TV. What if you were saying again? What if this is true that he is? And then when the two Republicans were killed in the markets area, you went overboard again. What if these the people that was arrested for it and not guilty of anything were released?
So I'm thinking.
Until they were released. You had it. What's this going to mean for the institutions if these are guilty? You didn't wait and see whether they were not guilty. You didn't wait and see. You just plugged your approach show 3 days in a row in your TV program, and you haven't done one on collusion about the gun and the museum and everything else. You don't follow up. There was a man told you, you can't even get John Taggart's name right. You call him John Taggart every time he's on. You're an absolute disgrace, so you are. And I hope Sinn Féin never come on your show again. Why should they? Because you are not a court of law, but you make out as if you are. You're only a Mickey Mouse radio show and a Mickey Mouse presenter.
Well, thank you for your comments today, and you're very welcome to make comments whenever you would like to. There are other people who want to speak to you. Are you still there? Ah, he makes his comments and then doesn't want to be challenged. He's gone. Mark in Belfast, John in Glengormley. John, good morning to you.
Hello.
Just now I've got an opportunity here just to maybe set things out as I see it. Look, this is beyond a story about Dahi Mackay, okay? He has resigned. There's no one on this planet doesn't think that when an MLA resigns and apologises for essentially wrongly communicating with a witness in a committee, that's not a story. So that is a story. There's no doubt about it. Secondly, this goes beyond, and I said this yesterday, this goes beyond Sinn Féin and it goes beyond Dahi Mackay. Part of the function of the Nolan Radio Show, part of, and it's a small part we play, of course others play a part, but when you pay your license fee, part of what you're paying is for that accountability that a programme like this, will perform on your behalf to the institutions who have power. That's part of the natural, healthy tension in a society. That what the Nolan Show's job is to do is to try to put into the public domain evidence where wrongdoing has happened. That's what we do. And there is not one political party in this country that feel that they would be given any favourable treatment by the Nolan Show. Let me assure you, I'll not be getting any honours. I'll not be getting any MBAs, OBEs. I don't even get a Christmas card from a lot of them. So let's just put that to bed.